Iran will respond to any failure by the U.S. to meet its commitments under the nuclear deal, to which Washington is a signatory. That's according to Ali Akbar Velayati, a senior advisor to leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Velayati made the comments following talks with China's special envoy for Syria, Xi Xiaoyan, in Tehran. The Chinese diplomat also said his country is opposed to the U.S. unilateral sanctions, calling them ineffective.
We always encourage the parties, whether it's the United States, Iran, or anybody else, when there is a problem, let's talk, let's negotiate. Don't try to put sanctions, because sanctions are not effective.
U.S. Republicans and Democrats on Saturday reached agreement on a legislation that allows new sanctions on Iran, Russia, and North Korea. A few days ago, the U.S. Treasury and State Departments also imposed sanctions against 18 Iranian individuals and entities over what they called non-nuclear behavior of Iran. In response, Tehran warned against the negative impacts of the sanctions on the nuclear deal and said it will act accordingly. The Iranian parliament also ratified an urgent bill designed to counter what MPs called the U.S. terrorist activities and adventurism in the Middle East.
We have a resolution by Iranian parliament saying that if there is violation from the other side, Iran needs to react relatively to those violations.
Based on the constitution, Iran has to remain independent and not go under the sphere of the U.S. influence. The U.S. is desperate to force Iran to change course through sanctions.
Iran maintains that it remains committed to its obligations under the nuclear deal, which calls for limiting the country's nuclear activities in exchange for lifting international sanctions.
The IAEA, in all its reports issued since the implementation of the nuclear deal, has confirmed Iran's compliance with the agreement. In the meantime, the EU has urged Washington to coordinate its measures with its European partners, saying the new sanctions on Iran, along with those on Russia and North, could lead to unintended consequences. Rahman Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.